This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
All right, DeMarco. This is maybe only breaking news for me and people of, that are like me, but
this isn't OJ, is it?
No, no, it has nothing to do with OJ.
Oh.
Jeff Goodman, Goodman Hoop says UCLA big man Adem Bona is expected to declare for the NBA draft and is unlikely to return to college. That's a big deal for UCLA basketball. Adem Bona was by far the best player on that team last year, and he was one of the best players on their team when they had Jaime Jaquez and Tyre Campbell, Jalen Clark. If Adem Bona didn't get hurt before the tournament and Jalen Clark didn't get hurt before the tournament, I fully believe they would have won the national championship over UConn.
You think so?
100%.
Really?
100%. Wow. They were that good.
Two years ago. Okay.
So because they had Jalen Clark was the defensive player of the year in the entire country.
Yeah.
Jaime Jaquez was one of the best players in the league in the entire country. Adem Bona was the freshman of the year in the Pac-12. They had everything working and just injuries hurt him. But Adem Bona is leaving and going to the NBA draft and is not expected to return. To me, it's a huge mistake because
for him or
for Bona, because I don't think he's going to be a first round pick. He's very good offensively, but he cannot play in good defensively as well. But he cannot stay out of foul trouble. That can be taught, but he can get NIL still at UCLA.
I was just going to say, yeah. Is he a big NIL guy?
He can be.
I know. I'm reading. He was a 5-star recruit.
Yeah, 5-star recruit. Okay. And his whole thing was that he did not think that he should have. He thought he was going to be a one-and-done player, and he probably would have been if they won a national championship or didn't get hurt. He came back, and they didn't do very well this year, so he's leaving. If he comes back next year, they will be one of the top teams in the country, be in the top 25 probably to start the season, and they will have a chance to do something special. And he can get that NIL money. Him going to the NBA means he probably won't be a first-round pick. He'll probably be a second-round pick and be in the G League. Yeah. He may not get drafted. I think he'll get drafted just for his raw skills, but it's a mistake. He should come back.
Like, guys, I know everybody wants to go in the first round, but some guys just want to turn pro, man. They just want to get out of school and go earn a living playing basketball, wherever that may be, and, you know, work your way up to the league. It is what it is. So he was expected to be a one-and-done?
He in his mind, and he probably would have been.
And the school probably thought the same thing.
Correct.
So I wonder what he looks like academically. Like, you might have to turn pro.
Yeah, I mean, there's
ways UCLA.
Around it. Yeah.
I mean, there's only so much you can do.
How much is he really going to class?
There's only so much you can do, and you have to show up to class at some point. So I wonder if you had to turn pro. Yeah.
Yeah, there's ways around all that stuff, DeMarco. Yeah. You know that.
Well, there's only so much you can, academic fudging you can do before don't meet academic standards.
Talk to football players that have to stay there 3 years. What do you do for those players in their third year? What's the difference?
You can major in eligibility. You don't have to work towards a degree, but at least you have to go to class and take the required credits. So he may be short. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could very well be something like, I don't know that deep into it.
Yeah.
But from a purely basketball standpoint.
Sucks for UCLA.
Yeah. I also think that he could do for another year at UCLA and just figure out how to stay out of foul trouble. Because he was out of every game in the second half because he was consistently in foul trouble. And I think going to the NBA, it's going to hurt his draft stock.
How tall is he?
I think he's like 6'8", 6'9".
6'8".
And 6'10".
6'10".
Yeah, somewhere around there. I mean, he's good. And he jumps out of the gym.
Yeah.
He blocks shots. He has a lot of good raw potential, but it's raw.
Might as well get started.
Yeah.
I'm a big UCLA fan, and Greg knows that we share this. I was getting our winner, and I was like, breaking news. And then I come back, and it's like, Adem Bona. I was like, what the?
Adem Bona is breaking news to me. I love UCLA basketball so much.
Yeah, yeah,
and also,
yeah.
it's you know, it's local. It's UCLA.
I'm trying to be funny here.
He went to Prolific Prep.
I need.
What's Prolific Prep?
I'm sure it's real.
Prolific Prep High School. Okay.
Yeah, so he went to somewhere.
Napa, California,
Napa,
sir.
California? Okay.
Anyways, California. It's coming up pretty soon, but yeah. Don't miss the Wabba Grill Sedano and Cap 4 p.m. hour today on 710. Wabba Grill wants to help you make dinner time a little easier with their new Kids Eat Free program. Get a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4 p.m. Restrictions apply. Wabba Grill, eat smart, be healthy, and listen in the 6 p.m. hour today for the Wabba Grill Pop Quiz and your chance to win Wabba Grill for your entire family. Mm. So listen to Son and Cap. They're going to be very, very good.
You're
as
making
usual.
Me hungry.
I'm starving.
You're making
right
me
now.
Hungry. Are you a tofu guy?
I like tofu.
Yeah, me too.
Tofu is bad for guys.
Why? I keep hearing that. It like makes you grow certain things.
Is there like estrogen in it or something?
It kills your testosterone and it boosts up your estrogen.
I'm the outlier.
I like tofu, and you know what else I like?
What?
It's gonna be. I'm gonna sound weird with this. I love spam.
Do you really?
I love spam. I get spam musubi as much as I can when I get Hawaiian.
Oh,
stuff.
Okay, spam musubi. Yeah, okay. I see that a lot.
You like it too, Brian?
Yeah, spam musubi.
Oh, spam
so good.
Is delicious.
Have you been to Aloha Cafe in Little Tokyo Arts District?
No.
Spam?
But we get Hawaiian barbecue at least once a week.
Spam musubi, right? That's one thing.
Yeah.
Would you buy spam out of the can?
So no. I lived in Hawaii.
Never seen it.
Yes, I would. I did
yeah.
for 2 years. I lived on Oahu for 2 years, and we bought cans of spam and would cook spam regularly.
But is it like different spam from over there? Or is it like
No. It was in the can. It said spam on the side and the
spam,
blue around
the little
it.
Blue one?
You had
they
to pull
spam.
The top off. Cut off a piece and cook it.
The fat layer that's on top there. The jelly layer.
You just cut right into that bad boy.
And then fry it up. I haven't done that since
cooking on the stovetop.
Like 40 years. Yeah,
so
it's crazy.
Good.
Put it in rice. It was delicious.
Aloha Cafe sounds so good.
You?
Right now.
You bought spam before?
I've never bought it like out of the can, but I've eaten plenty.
Oh. Plenty.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Delicious.
We don't know where it comes from, but we ate it.
Right.
Well, the whole point of this segment was not supposed to be about spam. It was supposed to be about the Rams.
Yeah.
Because
spam, Rams. Yeah, same, okay, there you go. Okay.
A little bit of a rhyme thing going on there.
Yeah.
But like, where do you think they're going to go? I wonder, do you think they're going to trade out of that pick because they have the whole F them picks thing, or do you think they're going to try and get an edge rusher?
It depends on who's there, man. I mean, your guy, you're a UCLA guy.
Yeah, Latu.
Oh my God.
Is he going to be there at 19, though?
If he's there at 19, if he's sitting right there, you have to take him because you need defensive help. So my answer to you is, where do I think they're going or where do I think they should go?
Yep.
Everything defense.
Only defense.
Everything
Nothing
defense.
On the offensive
I,
side.
I think you're pretty good and set. As far as skill position guys, you got your running back in Kyren Williams.
Yep.
You got your quarterback.
Yep.
You solidified your offensive line from guard to guard.
Yep.
You have a right tackle that's there. Tight end, maybe I can see.
But you have Higbee, and you also brought in another tight end from Seattle.
If you think Higbee's at the end of the road, or you don't trust his body
Isn't he
anymore.
Young? Oh, you get hurt. A
yeah.
Lot,
if you
yeah.
don't if you don't trust his body, okay, I can see that. Receiver, you got Puka, you got Cooper coming back.
Yep.
Right. So you've
and
got
is Robinson coming.
And
back?
Robinson's coming. Yeah. Back. You got him for a song. $5 million. I mean, that was an absolute steal. So what you don't have is the ability to stop anyone. I am fully confident in the Rams' ability to score on just about anybody, especially if Stafford is healthy. Stopping someone is going to be hard. It was hard last year with Aaron.
Yeah.
Now he's gone. So I would throw everything I have towards defense.
So do you think you have enough at the cornerback position because you brought in
Tre'Davious
White?
Yeah. Okay, so that's another thing. This is a destination spot for a lot of free agents.
It should be.
It's L.A.,
yep.
West Coast. You can train year-round, and the medical staff is top-notch. Reggie Staff, the head trainer of the Rams.
A lot of injuries out there.
He's got a great track record, a great reputation for keeping guys healthy. And the number one team doctor or doctor in sports, like a lot of your guys, your Dodgers, basketball players. Every football player that gets hurt comes here to go see Dr. Neil Eladraj. That's the Ram team doctor. So a guy like Tre'Davious White, if you're having issues staying healthy, this is the perfect spot for you. And when healthy, he's one of the better corners in the league. So again, you got him for a song. So like I said, outside of pass rushing or whatever, I think you throw whatever you've got, whatever resources you have towards defense.
So then you don't believe in anything that Mike Tannenbaum said, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago.
About the quarterback?
About the getting drafting Michael Penix at 19.
Okay.
That sounds silly to me.
He's right. Because
really?
He is definitely right because you don't have a plan for the future.
And you just brought in Garoppolo, But how do you, what do you think of Garoppolo? Because I know how I feel as a Raider fan.
He's a great backup. I hope I never see him play.
Right. You do not want to see him play.
But if you lose Stafford, at least this guy's been the guy someplace else. You're not putting in a wide-eyed rookie.
Sure.
Or a guy that's past it. I don't think Garoppolo's past it. Do you?
I mean, yeah, I absolutely think he's past it.
I don't think he's past it. I think he just got exposed. He's just not the guy.
He's been exposed in very many places.
But as far as being a backup, perfect. But what you don't have is the future. So Mike Tannenbaum and people of that ilk are right. You don't have any plan, any solid plans after Stafford.
So you want to go for the first round pick for a guy that for a quarterback that's going to sit for 3 years?
Because after Stafford steps down, you'll be able to turn it right over, and then you won't miss a beat. At some point,
when is Stafford stepping down?
Who knows? Could be at the end of next year. You never know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you never know. Sure. He could get hurt this year. He's old. He's an older – sorry, Matthew.
He's listening. Puka Nacua is listening, too.
I'm sorry. He's played a lot of football.
Everybody listens.
So right. Anything could happen to Matthew Stafford, and he could also say, I am done. So what you don't have is the future. That's what they're talking about.
Do you think that even Penix would be available at 19?
He's going to be sitting there at 19.
You really think so?
Oh,
God. You think he's going to get past – everybody else in front of him? You think he's going to pass the Raiders? He's going to pass everyone? Because the Raiders are taking a quarterback.
Who did I say this to? I'll say it to you. In 4 years, you're going to wish you took Michael Penix.
I as a Raider fan, I want them to take Michael Penix.
As a Rams fan, in 4 years, you're going to wish they took Michael Penix this year.
Oh.
When Stafford is done and moved on and getting ready for his Hall of Fame, whatever, and you didn't really develop your backup to take over, you're gonna wish you drafted Penix.
Okay.
Oh, but so to win this year, take defense.
And that's the way the Rams work. They win for this year. They go out for this. They what $50 million, $60 million to play with? It might be down a little because they made some signings.
Right.
But they have everything kind of built. You have the offense. It just need the defense to be set up. So that's
to
why.
To beat San Fran this year, you're going to need defense.
You think San Fran's going to still be that good?
Oh, yeah, they're still good. They're absolutely.
Didn't they lose
good.
Like Eric Armstead? They lost a little bit, didn't they?
You could lose that. You still have Debo coming back. Purdy's getting better.
Yeah.
You still have Kittle. You still have that defense. Yeah, you still got some pass rushers. They're still good.
So many people are down on Brock Purdy, even after what he's done over his 3 years, is just go to championships and go to the NFC Championship, go to the Super Bowl. He does all these things, and people are still down on him. You're not, though.
He
showed the throws. He showed the
guy
the
can
legs.
Play. He's mobile.
Yep.
He can run that offense. That's the only thing that – it's the only knock on Brock Purdy that I can tell is that he's surrounded with too much talent. So they think it's not him.
Oh, that's, yeah, it's a victim of circumstance.
Correct. But the guy can play. I mean, and he can get out of danger with his legs.
When you have Ayuk and when you have Trent Williams on the line, and when you have Christian McCaffrey behind you, and you have Debo Samuel and all these other,
they think anybody can do it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Give that guy his props; he's
sure,
good.
Sure.
But I can't wait until the Niners start paying him.
Well, that's the thing,
because then they'll start hemorrhaging those guys.
Is that 1 year, 2 years that he has that to start? This is
if his agent's smart, it would start now.
Yeah, but he has another 2 years basically.
They got another year, at least another year at this price,
and then it's over.
And then you're going to have to start paying him. If I was his agent, I'd say, look, either pay him or you're not going to see him until training camp. What are you going to do?
I mean, that's smart because they don't have a backup.
Absolutely.
It's not Sam Darnold.
Right.
That's not the call.
That's what I would do. So I think they have one more year with this window, and then it closes.
So essentially, you're hoping for Leiatu Latu.
If he's there, absolutely. Yeah. And then
would you move up for him? Would you trade up to get somebody? I mean, if he's the best defensive end in the draft, he's somebody that could help, help with the loss of Aaron Donald?
Up is not where I would go, because that means you're losing picks.
Yeah,
trading down if he's still on the board and getting more picks, I think that sounds about less need.
F them picks.
That's where I would go.
Yeah. All right. So I learned something about myself in the car the other day, and I want to see if you're kind of on the same wavelength as me. We'll talk about that next. DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman.
710 ESPN.
Pause.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Come on.
No, I don't want to see that.
Yeah,
no.
This is a great song.
I love this song. Yep.
Amazing song, but I'm still going to show it to you in the break.
You know, you got to be careful who you like tell.
What are you, what?
You have to be careful when you tell people you like Eric Clapton, because some people really hate him. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
From his past.
I don't know anything about his past.
Yeah, Google search his past.
Do I want to?
Way back, some of the stuff he said when he was on stage. Even he said he was whacked out of his mind when he said it, so you have to be very careful.
Yeah, I mean, it's... You never meet your heroes type of thing. Like, I don't know if I want to know. We've already got so many artists that I can't watch because of it. Like, I will never, ever watch a Mel Gibson movie again for the things that he said. Ever.
Okay, same vein with him, but way back.
Don't ruin it for me.
What did I say? It was the rock and roll. No. Rock and Brews. You know, they have that silhouette of all the rock stars. And I tweeted out, just for fun, there was something wrong with having Gwen Stefani up there between... such and such and Eric Clapton.
No.
And everybody said, hey, how do you like Eric Clapton? He's the blankety 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 blank. I'm like, really? Oh.
All right, well, let's move on
another
from that
news.
One.
Yeah, right. Another news. Where's that sign?
On my page. I don't have it there. But
anyway.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Brian. Always on top of it. DeMarco, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. So I learned something about myself.
You can't do Pilates.
No, I definitely learned that. That's a true statement.
I shouldn't laugh. I
wonder if you're the same as me.
What?
So
I didn't get high at 12.
I think I'm very rare in that situation.
You're not.
I guess more so now.
You're not rare. A lot of people were saying that they got high around the same time.
Oh, really?
That's just was the time, I guess.
Yeah. Can you please leave your name and
was
address?
Was it out of a 4-foot acrylic bong? That's probably not.
Push down the weed.
So I use Waze for my directions. I do, I always use Waze. And do you use any type of app that's like that? Do you use Apple Maps, Google Maps?
I felt so stupid when you guys put that in the group text.
You don't know what Waze is?
I had no idea what you
did
guys
you
were
Google
talking
it?
About. I did.
What do you use?
The car or my phone.
Yeah, Apple
Do you have
Maps.
Navigation in your car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never used like another app for directions or anything. It's an app, right?
Yeah, it's an app.
Yeah. Okay.
So I use Waze. And it's the same thing as all those other Google Maps, Apple Maps, all those things.
Yeah.
But my whole goal when putting it in there is to beat Waze. Wherever I'm going to, if it says I'm going to get there in 47 minutes, I want to get as far away from it. I want to get it at 40 minutes. I'm trying to beat the Waze as much as I humanly can possible.
What is wrong with you? Why?
I'm aggressive.
Why?
I'm aggressive. I'm a late merger. I do this.
But what do you get? What do you get if you beat Waves?
The
Waze.
Satisfaction of beating Waze.
A couple minutes
come
of
on.
Your life.
Come on, Brian. You're with me.
Oh, I love it. Anytime you can beat that.
You want to beat the GPS?
I want to beat Waze.
Why?
Yeah.
What's the
you
point?
You don't? Because it's fun.
Do you like fist pump
something...
when you do it?
No. I
beat it by 2 minutes.
I got here faster than
I almost
than
killed
what they
everybody
told me.
On the road, but I beat it by 2 minutes.
No. Very safe driver for the most part. But no, Okay. The other
never,
thing.
Never,
Laura,
never, never.
Do you do that? Do you try and beat it? Listen.
Mira. I do this all the time.
If
Apple Maps tells me, Laura, you're going to arrive in an hour and 5 minutes. I'm like, mira, pero it's going to happen in like 50, okay? Like, I'm beating that.
Now, y'all need to work out more. See?
I mean, definitely.
You're too competitive.
I'm too chunky. I definitely need to work out.
No, you're too competitive.
Why do you always go there?
What?
Because I am chunky.
No.
You're too competitive. I mean, you need to go compete in something else.
I compete in that. You know where else I compete? So in the car still, too.
Yeah.
It happened yesterday. I was getting on. So when you go up Georgia right here and you get onto the freeway to get to the 110. So I was in the left-hand lane about to go, and someone came into the right-hand lane and was going to go straight when you're supposed to turn right.
Okay.
And he starts inching forward.
Aggressive.
As it's red.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. He keeps inching. As soon as it hits green, bam, foot on the gas, right up past him. I don't want him in front of me.
You cut him off.
No, he was trying to cut me off, and I was not going to let
you
it happen.
You cut him off.
No. He was going to cut me off. That lane is supposed to turn right.
Right. And then he was going to cut you off.
He was going to cut me off.
So you cut him off from cutting you off.
I prevented him from cutting me off. By going straight in my own
lane. Which did what to him?
Doing the legal thing of going straight.
But what did it do to him?
It made him have to slow down, stop, and go behind me.
That's called cutting off.
No,
or turning red and turning on the sign.
You're too competitive, Greg.
No, let it go. I love being competitive. It makes me happy to be competitive.
Take it to the court. Take it to the pickleball court. Okay,
sure. Do you want to play? We'll
absolutely. Hey, be competitive there.
We're wearing the pickleball shirts,
so
by the way.
So I'm driving home. I got, like, you
Brian
know,
too.
I got food nice. In the car, and I get in a car accident. Right? Somebody hits me.
You got in a car?
I'm just saying. Somebody hits me. And I'm like, I say, why were you speeding? Well, I was trying to beat the waves. Or the waves.
The waves. The waves. No, not waves.
What is it? Waves or waves?
Waves.
Waves. I was trying to beat the waves.
Not waves.
Not the ocean.
Yeah, not the ocean.
Or waves was beating me by 1 minute and I had to win.
No, okay. So I'm not driving over the speed limit like too much. Just with the flow of traffic. But just finding ways around it so that I can beat it fast.
So you're telling me you're not speeding at all? I'm going
flow of traffic.
I don't believe you. You're speeding.
I'm telling you what I'll do. Yeah. I'm going to tell you exactly what I do. I go in with the far right-hand lane is the exit lane.
Slow lane.
I will go. No. When it's the exit lane.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I will go in the exit lane and pass everybody and cut in at the end. And then
technically, that's illegal.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's
it's dotted lines.
You cannot use that lane to pass.
You're not supposed to pass on the right hand side. I get that, but that's faster.
Say it again.
You're not supposed to pass from the right hand lane,
and that would make it illegal.
Not totally legal, but I'm not speeding. I just find ways to beat ways. Am I making sense here? Am I not making sense?
No, I agree with
you. You're super competitive and you break rules and you break the law.
Well, he's not. Okay,
because you
I
have
don't,
to beat a computer.
Wait, espérate, espérate. No. Calm down. Espérate, espérate.
Espérate, espérate.
Yeah, it means calm down. Yeah. And stop.
I know.
My thing is, I'm going to try to beat ways, and I usually do, but I'm not breaking any laws by doing
Then how do you beat? Because they compute like the safest route?
The fastest legal route.
Yep.
Right.
So this is what a computer comes up with.
Right, but then
so how do you beat the fastest
because,
route?
Because, okay, sometimes.
It's not always right.
Exactly.
Oh, look at you.
No, Mina, let me tell you, because sometimes you're, like yesterday, I was coming back from an appointment, whatever, into my downtown LA. All of a sudden, there was a car accident that just happened. They were telling me, go this way. And it's going to save you, you know, 10 minutes. And I'm like, bleep that. There's an accident right there. So that's going to take me an extra 30. And by me exiting out and going a different way, I was like, oh, I'm good. I saved time. So sometimes you
Okay, taking a right
that.
Instead of a left. Right. That makes sense. But are you telling me you don't speed at all when you're trying to beat the ways?
No, there's no speeding.
There's no speeding. No speeding.
You're all lying. Look at your face. You're all lying. Look at you. Except for B. B's telling the truth. Look, he's smiling.
I don't speed.
I'm in traffic going
you're
home.
You're lying.
It's not possible.
If I'm a cop, you're not getting out of this ticket.
It is not possible to speed in traffic.
You cannot.
Mr. Bergman, here's your ticket, sir.
No.
So another thing, I used to go off the freeway and go back up on the freeway.
Oh, we do that.
Off the freeway and then go back up onto the freeway.
You do that.
That's not illegal in the slightest.
Technically, it is illegal.
No, because if you exit the freeway, stop at the stoplight, go back up and go up the ramp, come back on, and then just keep going straight and do it over and over again.
So you're merging and...
Not merging. You're going off the freeway.
Okay. We need a CHP to call in.
Do you want me to write it down for you and show
you exactly what I'm talking about?
No,
it's all good. I know what I'm dealing with now. I know what's out there now.
No, don't
worry. What car do you drive?
Don't worry. A Prius.
Okay.
Listen. I was going to get to that. I was going to be like, Greg is that Prius driver that I hate.
No.
Okay.
Prius drivers are known for being
slow. Also, yeah, that is true. They suck so bad.
Wow. The opposite.
But somebody just chimed in. Shout out to Josh Bentram, who owns Craft Downstairs. He goes, I race against my map arrival time every chance I get.
That's right, Josh.
What do you
Him
get
and
out
I
of
are
it?
Right there. You get there faster.
But what do you get out of beating? Never mind.
Satisfaction. Okay, never mind. Did we not go over this?
I've lived in California, Los Angeles for most of my life. I hate traffic, even though I've been in my entire life. I still don't like being in, especially on my way home.
I agree with you there, but I have never tried to outrun my GPS.
If I can get past 5 minutes back, just those five minutes.
Wow.
Are you sure about those 5 minutes?
Just saying. Yeah.
All right.
Are you good now, Greg? Are
yeah,
you,
I'm good
Usa,
now.
Usa,
I
Usa, the gyms. The ears.
Pilates.
Usa, Usa.
You can go remember compete the there. Points. Wow.
Yeah. Maybe I need more Pilates, although that probably made it worse.
He's not going to walk tomorrow. Watch. You're coming in tomorrow.
No, I am not going to be able to walk.
Stiff. I can't
but
wait.
Either way, the Dodgers did something today, and I feel very, very targeted. I want to tell you about it next, DeMarco. Greg Bergman, DeMarco Farr.
710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, when was the Grammys that this was at?
Man.
Yeah, this last Grammys.
It was incredible.
Big time. Yep.
Incredible performance.
Who's
it's a great
guy?
Song too.
Who's the guy that's doing it now?
I always forget what his name is.
Luke Combs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did it with
Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
Fantastic song. Wow.
Oh, this is a great song. And speaking of great songs, we have listen to Mason Ireland and Sedano and Cap today on a Ticket Thursday for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Eric Clapton on Saturday, October 12th at the Hollywood Bowl with special guest Jimmy Vaughn. Just listen for the cue to call and be caller number 7 at 877-710-ESPN and win. Tickets on sale now, but you can win them all day long on a Ticket Thursday on 710.
And congratulations to Alan Harvey, who just won.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations there, buddy. Good for you.
Sir.
Good for you. All right. So, DeMarco, the Dodgers did something to me today. I feel like it was pointed directly at me.
Yeah, what did you mean? Targeted?
Yeah, it was targeted to me.
Yeah,
I felt
what do you mean?
Massively targeted.
How?
So, have you heard my whole villain thing? I need a villain on every one of my teams.
No. Is that what Laura was talking about? You need to be a villain?
No, I need a villain on every one of my teams.
On every one of your teams.
Sure. So, like, for the Dodgers back in the day, it used to be Pedro Baez.
Yeah.
The Lakers, I had...
Are you talking just... Oh, go ahead.
On the Lakers, yeah. I had D'Angelo Russell. Remember that? You made me apologize to D'Angelo Russell for playing better.
He hated the guy. He wasn't a villain.
No, he was my villain.
Oh, you need to hate someone.
I need to not like somebody.
Okay, yeah. I got it. Okay.
So the guy on the Dodgers I don't like the most
is
a guy named Alex Vesia. And all he does is give up home runs. And there's a whole thing where yesterday they played a day game in Minnesota, and I was on with Travis and Sliwa, and Travis goes, oh, hey, your boy is on TV right now. I said he's going to give a home run in 5 pitches. I guarantee you in 5 pitches. First pitch, bang,
boom,
home
run.
Wow. Just so annoying. But
the audio was great.
But happy birthday to Alex Vesia, because the Dodgers put out a big happy birthday to Alex Vesia today. Just it was directly pointed at
you.
Can you see
it's
that
all
now?
About you.
I can see that now. Okay.
Yeah. All about you.
I think that might have been coinky dink.
And by the way, the graphics were horrible.
They were so bad.
They were so
were bad.
Oh, just awful, awful
the
graphics.
The happy birthday sign was bad?
It was so bad. Can you, let me see if I can find it, because it was
It's in our group text.
Is it in our group
text? It's our group text. You sent it in the morning. But here's the thing. I love their graphics are on point. Their videos are on point. Mm-hmm. And when Greg sent that, I was like, oh, they did you dirty. But it's okay.
They did.
But. You also lost the game for us yesterday, so.
Yeah, he did lose the game for us yesterday, and then they put that out today. Go look back in our group chat.
I'll look it up. Okay.
Because the graphics are god-awful.
Really?
Just as god-awful as he is when he's on the mound.
Oh, come on. Come on. Attack the problem, not the man. Come on.
Well, what if
on
the
mound,
man
that
is
the problem?
That is the guy.
That's
right?
Where
no
it goes.
Doubt. Wow.
But either way, I mean, I've actually, this Dodgers team this year has been playing very, very well.
10-5, right?
10-5,
yeah.
Which is about what you would expect.
How many teams have won 10 so far?
They were the first team to 10. I don't know if somebody else has 10
I know
now.
The Yankees. Okay. Yeah.
That's a team. I think we could be on that path.
the Dodgers
path,
Yankees.
Yeah, Dodgers Yankees path is something that would be incredible, right?
Fix it. Can you fix it?
I would love
Can
to
you
fix
make it.
It
happen.
If somebody's going to fix it, it's going to be Rob Manfred.
Fix that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get that series.
It should have been done a few years ago.
Yeah.
When you know with the Astros cheating scandal.
Yeah.
And that was possibly going to.
I
be
need
Dodgers
Yankees and Caitlin Clark throws out the first pitch. Come on.
Oh yeah.
That'd be great. So,
yeah.
That,
yeah. Come
that
on.
Would be awesome.
Come on.
Did
there
you watch that game, by the way?
Of course.
Of course you did. Yeah.
Big time. Yeah.
Did you see that they also outdrew the men's game?
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
she's box office. Wow. Yeah.
Did you guys see that they also generated, like, what did I say, $82 million or whatever for Iowa?
That game?
No.
Oh,
just
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin
in general?
Clark and the women's team. It was in here somewhere, but...
That's amazing.
Yeah,
$82 million?
Like $82.5 million to their local economy.
Wow. See, that's dope. Yeah. You know what you don't hear?
What?
Like the Deion Sanders effect. It happens at certain schools. When schools do well or a guy does well at a school, it increases enrollment the next year for the school.
Are you talking about for like when he went to Colorado, they brought all those guys? When he was at the HBC,
it happens
at Jackson
a lot.
State,
when
they
things
all went
happen
there.
And you get a star player or a great coach, enrollment increases. I wonder if that happened at Iowa.
You would have to think.
You think so?
You would think that, you know, people came, women wanted to go play with Caitlin Clark, right?
Yeah. I mean,
you're like,
Iowa,
we have a chance to go win a championship. But there's also, the women's game has so many other players. People want to come to USC
just,
to play with Juju
not
Watkins.
Not just athletes going to play with her, like students.
Oh, students, just
yeah,
to see
it increases enrollment the next year. I wonder if she's going to have the same effect for Iowa.
Laura, get on it. That's something the producer does. I love. That's the first time I've ever been able to say that, and I've never been like,
wow.
Look at her face.
I mean,
look
I do,
at her face.
Even when he's on this chair, I do it anyway. So,
no. How many more? You got 7 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. What did the Dodgers split that road trip?
So
right?
The Minnesota? Dodgers, no. They won two out of three.
The
first two, and they lost the one because Alex Vesia gave up a home run.
Yeah.
And also, there was an amazing, amazing throw from right field. And it was from the right fielder to Carlos Correa, and then
now
Carlos
that's
Correa
a villain.
To Carlos, yeah. Oh, he is
that
a villain.
Is a villain.
But he's on another team, so he's a real villain.
That's what I thought you meant. Yeah.
But do you? So for your teams, whatever team you like, because I don't actually know anymore what teams you're a fan of besides the Rams, and you can't say anything like that.
I can. I grew up a Raider fan, but go ahead.
Sure. No, what I'm saying, like, do you have somebody on your team that you all just – you always have that guy on your team that you don't like, that you hate?
Oh, okay.
You
I said this
the
before,
Rams out
and
of
I
it.
Love him, and I love his dad. His dad is on every single road trip. Do you know Ben Skoranek for the Rams?
Of course.
If he was on somebody else's team, I'd probably hate you. I would. I told him that, too. The way he plays and everything you do. If you weren't on this team, I probably would hate you.
But you like him on the Rams.
I love him here.
Okay, see.
Like I said before, and everybody poo-pooed this, if Draymond Green played for the Lakers, you'd love him.
No,
you would absolutely love him. You would.
I probably would, but he's a dangerous player.
Yes, but he's also pretty much the ultimate team player.
Who's your baseball team?
Oh, the A's.
The A's. Okay.
I hate the ownership right now.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of anything that's
can't
happening
stand
there.
Them. Yes.
Is there a player on the A's that you just hate?
Not now.
Not now. But I'm sure at some point there was.
Okay. I was not a big McGuire fan back in the day.
Really?
Yeah. See, I know.
Just a bopper.
I was not a McGuire fan back in the day.
Really?
For some reason, I could just call it. I'm like, I think this guy's a phony.
Okay.
I think this whole Bash Brothers thing is fun, but I think these guys probably really hate each other.
But you like Canseco.
Love Canseco.
No, now you don't like Canseco.
I still like Canseco. Back in the day. But yeah, okay. I see where you're going.
So you understand what I'm saying, though.
Completely.
On all my teams, I just like to have that one guy. It's just for my own hate-filled heart.
You need to hate someone on the team
that
you like.
Just one guy. Just one guy.
Greg,
just one guy.
You're interesting. You're
you're
going
to learn more about
me
the more
saying.
We work together, DeMarco.
Wow.
That's just kind of how these things work. And, you know, that's.
I don't have to have a target of my hate
I
on my
favorite
my
teams,
team.
But I like having that one guy just being like, oh, it's your fault.
Anybody? B? No?
Well, every now and then.
Yeah.
You have a guy that you hate on the team that you love?
Not currently. But
Alex
Vesia. There's some sometimes.
Who?
Yeah.
Like who? You're a Chargers and who? Padres?
Dodgers.
Dodgers. Okay. Is there a guy you hated?
Nothing that can like stand out in my mind right now.
Yeah, you're on your own, Greg. See?
No, but there's been times where there's guys where I'm like, I can't stand this guy's up or pitching or whatnot like that.
Okay, that happens. But he's like targeting hate. Like you're sending all your hate to one guy.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to hate on the team.
What
so
if he
I'll
pitches
pick that
well?
One specific time. It's, hey, congratulations, you had a good outing. And then the next outing, he has a home run. Like, what are we talking about here?
Okay, I'm just saying. All right.
Yeah. So anyway, game next. Oh. It's Brian's game.
Yes, sir.
What was that, Laura?
What happened?
Beyond that, the number of prospective students' applications and alumni donations at the university has grown.
At Iowa?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. Way
to go, Laura. That is solid producing right there. It was under the 7 minutes that you asked it in.
Nice.
Nice job. Nice job, Laura.
Thank you.
All right, Game of Games next. Brian's game. DeMarco Farr, Greg Bergman.
710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, no Mace today, but Cappy's here. It's actually Evil Cappy is here with his Stunna shades.
Hello.
Oh, I love those shades. Who are they from?
These are my new blenders.
Oh, the new blenders.
Yeah.
Look good.
You know what happens, though, when you wear a particular pair of glasses and then, you know, you tell people about them and then you got a promo code and people save on them? Some guy sent me a tweet. Oh, man, I love the glasses, but they're the worst customer service, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
And so, of course, then I have to screenshot it, send it to the CEO of the company and go, yo, brother, can you, like, fix this for me? And then, of course, this guy then gets an email, like, in a matter of minutes, like, hey, man, sorry about that. It's all good. They're hooking me up. They're taking care of it. And I'm like,
that's what they wanted.
That's what
you
they
hate
wanted.
That or you
that's
want
what
it?
They wanted. I mean, I wish that people would, like,
just
DM
be honest.
Me,
yeah.
DM me. You don't have to do it publicly, but like shaming companies publicly is how you get things fixed.
No, it actually is.
Yeah.
Like, it just worked for them.
Yeah.
So, either way, it's Brian's game today. And, Brian, what's the game?
Yeah, so yesterday was National Siblings Day. Okay. And in honor of that, actually, a Josh Naylor, Bo Naylor, both hit a home run in the same inning yesterday.
Wow.
While
cool.
I was doing this, I was like, let me do a little sibling game here.
Yeah, I didn't know yesterday was National Siblings Day. I didn't post about it.
Right.
None of my kids posted about
do
it.
Do you have a sibling?
I have a sister.
Oh.
No way.
Yeah. He has a sister.
I didn't know it was Siblings Day. I have two brothers, yeah.
I know.
All right, so these ones are all siblings in sports here.
Okay.
Number one, starting with the Thompson brothers. Which number is higher here? Klay's all-time career three-point percentage or Trace Thompson's career home runs?
So, DeMarco.
I'll say three-point percentage.
I'll say three-point percentage. Cap?
Home runs.
Laura?
I'm going with Klay.
It is home runs.
Cap was the only one to get
that. Well, I got to figure his career three-point percentage is probably, what, 30%?
30? It's actually 41.
Oh, really?
And,
yeah.
Thompson, 45. Trace, 45 home
45.
Runs.
45.
Oh,
okay.
I was thinking,
right.
I was adding the zero at the 41%.
Yeah.
So like 410. Yeah.
Oh, come on, bro.
All right, here we go. Number two.
It was a mistake, Cap.
True or false?
It happened.
Yeah, that's what I was like, it can't be.
All right. This one's true or false. Cheryl and Reggie Miller were the first, but not the only siblings in the Naismith Hall of Fame.
The first, but not the only siblings. I'm going to say that is false. Cap?
I'm also saying false.
Laura.
I want a point, and you have one, so I'm going to go true against Gabby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
DeMarco?
First and not the only.
Yep.
False.
That is false. They are the only siblings in the NBA Hall of Fame.
I was thinking they might not have been the first, which is where I thought you were trying to trap us.
Yeah, that's me too.
You got to watch them, right? You got to watch them. Yeah.
Cap 2, Greg 1, DeMarco 1, Laura 0.
Come on, Laura. Do better.
All right, we got number 3. Serena and Venus Williams have faced off 27 times. Serena holds the upper hand with how many wins versus her sister? 16 or 21?
You say 27 times?
27 times.
So she has 16 or?
21.
21. Cap?
21.
Laura?
I mean, 16.
DeMarco?
21.
Laura said 16, so I'll say 21.
Laura is 16.
Oh, okay.
Richard Laura's on the board.
What up, girl?
Wow.
My queen.
All right, here we go. Number 4.
Thank you.
J.J. Watt played 12 years in the NFL while T.J. just finished his 7th season. Who has more forced fumbles?
Forced?
Ooh,
forced fumbles.
Oh, man.
J.J. Watt, T.J. Watt, or they have the exact same amount?
Ooh, adding in a little wrinkle. Laura.
Because you added the wrinkle, I'm going with the same.
DeMarco.
I'll say T.J.
I'm going to say same. Cap?
I also want to say TJ. Screw it. I'll say TJ.
It is the same.
It's the same. They have the same number.
Get that
27.
The wrinkle.
That's
even
crazy.
That's amazing.
Greg and I got that.
For TJ. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 27 through 7 years.
Unbelievable.
So very, very close. Laura 2, Cap 2, Greg 2, DeMarco 1.
Come on, right, number 5 here.
Do better, DeMarco.
How many are there?
I got 9.
Okay.
Justin, Drew, and Aaron Holiday all played in the NBA. True or false that their dad, Sean Holiday, also was the Pac-10 Player of the Year in 1982?
DeMarco.
True.
I'll say true. Cap?
Say it one more time.
Drew, Aaron, and Justin Holiday's dad, Sean, was the Pac-10 Player of the Year in 1982.
Sean Holiday.
I'm saying false.
Laura?
I'm going with Cappy. False.
Did you answer, Greg?
Yes, I did. I said true.
Okay, it is false.
Yeah, oh, so Cappy and
exactly. The mother, Toya, who had the Pac-10 Player of the Year.
That's what I said.
Right. Of course you knew that.
That's what I said.
Why would you be so arrogant?
You're evil Cappy. That's why you knew that.
Number 6 here. Travis and Jason Kelce, both great football players. When looking at their stats from last season, which number is lower? Travis Kelce's receptions, the success rate of the tush push.
Which number is lower?
Which is lower?
Which is lower? From last year.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's me first.
That is so specific.
Wait, you got to go back to the question.
Travis Kelce receptions.
Which number is lower?
How many catches versus how many times they were successful on the touch
wise. Percentage-wise.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Right,
I am going to go with the Travis Kelce catch. Cap?
Yeah, I'm also saying Kelce's catches were less than the percentage of the tush push.
Right. Laura?
I'm going opposite of all that.
You're going with the tush push.
Yes, tush push.
No, DeMarco. She's going the other way.
I'm
saying the tush push. The tush push had a higher percentage.
Yeah,
we want lower, though. We want the lower one.
Right.
We said Kelce. You said Kelce.
Wait, I'm confused.
I'm doing the tush push.
You said Travis. I said Travis. He's saying Jason.
I'm saying Jason.
Okay.
And then you're...
So which had the higher percentage?
No, lower percentage.
Lower number.
Oh, the lower number. Okay, you got it.
I'm in with Kelce. Travis.
Okay.
Yeah, and DeMarco, you're the only one.
Tush push.
She's going with Jason.
I'm going to go Travis.
So that was the tush push.
It's the tush push.
Wow. So Laura got that one.
90% rate. Travis Kelce, 93 catches.
93 catches.
I actually thought it was like 100%.
Right.
Yeah, 90% on the year last year.
Oh, wow. Okay, so.
I'm getting killed.
All right, so it's Laura 4, Cap 3, Greg 2, DeMarco 1, 2 left.
I'll do 2 more, yeah. 2 more.
All right, so Laura, you go first.
Okay.
All right, in the 2002 playoffs, Aaron Nola pitched against his older brother, Austin. What did Austin do at the plate in that game? 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts, 1 for 2 with a single, 2 for 2 with a home run.
Laura.
I'm going B. There's a lot of info there, so I'm just going to go B.
Cappy.
I'm going to go C.
I'm going C also.
Yeah, 2 for 2 with a home run. Is that C?
B. Laura got it right.
Oh, okay. Laura got it right. And Laura actually wins.
Wow.
Laura's the winner.
Go
away.
Hey!
Yeah, there you go. Hey! Do you want to do the tiebreaker just for fun?
What was the answer, by the way? What was it?
1 for 2 with the single.
One for two with the single. Yeah.
That's a tiebreaker here. Peyton Manning, 18-year NFL career. Eli, 16-year career. How many more touchdowns did Peyton have than Eli?
Okay.
So how many more touchdowns?
At least 100.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, what's your number,
well,
Marco?
99.
I say 103. Cap.
Damn.
I'm so mad at myself.
I'll say 104.
Oh, I'm so mad.
Thanks, buddy. Really nice of you. Laura.
I'm so mad because I wrote it down so I can't lie.
Yeah.
And once he said 99, I had 98. So I was like, damn.
98, yeah.
But I wrote it down, so I'll be good.
184.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Much better.
2 years. Wow. But you just got 2 rings.
Congratulations, Laura. You're on the board. You're on the board. And
everybody has won?
Yeah. Eight people have won, or 7 people have won, and John has 2.
Oh.
And Game of Games is brought to you by the law office of Jacob Amrani. Everyone loves a fighter, but in this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anyone can fight, but Jacob is here for you when you need a big win. After an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. All right, let's go to the Super Stager.
Woo, 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 woo! Soon we'll be making another run.
Oh, that was a long
Love
one.
It.
And what's going on, Cappy? You are just like me. You try to beat the ways just like I do.
Wait, so this is not, I mean...
DeMarco hates
Never.
It. Hates it.
Never. I don't understand it. I'm shocked by it. I cannot believe you people are actually on the road with this mentality.
Like tonight, for example, right? When I get off the air at 7 o'clock, I'm going to set my GPS. It's going to tell me when I'm going to get to South LA. Okay.
It'll say what? Like an hour and 35.
Yeah, it'll say, yeah, like an hour 35. I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to see if I can, because it probably projects based on traffic and speed.
Right.
It's going to take me an hour 35. Well, I'm going to try and go faster and hopefully avoid traffic or go in between traffic. And I'm going to try and get there faster than an hour 35. And by the way, if I get there in an hour 34, winner.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, you see that? You see how he felt afterwards?
Who's competing?
Oh, it's me against the clock.
Yeah.
Right. Do you speed during this? Are you driving faster than normal? Are you breaking laws?
I mean, I'm probably
they know,
driving.
See?
Flow of traffic.
Yeah, I'm probably driving, you know, but not like crazy.
You're putting this all at risk so you can beat a computer.
No, flow of traffic.
The flow of traffic going in and off the freeways like you do.
That's just what I can.
That actually doesn't work, Greg. Sorry.
Thank you.
But DeMarco, do you have an iPhone or an iWatch? Do you have an iWatch?
No, I don't have an iWatch.
Apple Watch?
Apple Watch. Yeah.
All right, so if you use an Apple Watch, which I rarely use, but if I'm running, if I go out for a run and I have my Apple Watch and it tells me, let's say, you're pacing at a, you know, mile, like, I mean, I'll just be honest. Let's say you're pacing at like a 12-minute mile because I'm slow and fat, right? The next mile, I'm like, ooh, I got to try and beat that. You know, I got to try and beat that. And then, you know, you try and have a, you know, you try and go faster.
Yeah.
So you can beat
that's
the
getting
average.
In shape. That's working out. This is driving.
You're beating something. You are competing against something. You're
like
beating,
I said,
competing at your
you
own
compete,
time.
Go to a pickleball court. Basketball.
That is one thing
go
to compete.
Go to a weight room.
In.
Do Pilates. Like he tried to
if
do
If you
Pilates,
want
by
to
way.
Compete, and you're, it seems like you completely understand, Cap, if I'm competing with myself to get home faster than I normally do, I'm winning.
Yeah, winning.
Turn around. See that? That's the sport for you then.
Golf?
Go play golf.
Yeah, I'm sure.
If you want to compete with yourself, go play golf.
I love playing golf.
Yes. Let the rest of us be safe.
So I have a question about this whole Pilates thing.
Okay. I'm
so
very sore.
I understand. So this is your first Pilates class.
Ever. Ever.
And you went in under the assumption that this was going to be easy?
No, I just didn't realize it would be this hard.
Okay.
I didn't realize it would be as hard as it's happening.
He was nervous
be.
Going in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
And DeMarco, would you say that when you are dating somebody and you go towards their form of preferred exercise, that you're now making a big leap into the relationship?
Like giant
this
is, step.
Yeah, it's going way deeper. This relationship's getting way deeper now.
I mean, is it that? Yes.
Yeah, it's
sure.
becoming
that's,
more serious.
Okay,
it's
that's
becoming
fine.
A very serious relationship. That's
fine.
You care about her feelings. You're doing something
yeah,
she likes.
I care
likes.
About her feelings. That's fine. I wanted to do something that she wants to do.
That's
is,
a
that,
giant,
is that a bad thing?
No, it's, no I'm not saying it's a bad
it's
thing.
It's a giant step.
I'm just, that's exactly
it's
what
a,
I'm saying.
It is a giant step.
A huge
going,
step.
Doing
massive.
Something that the person that you are dating is doing is not a giant
okay,
step.
Let me tell you how
like,
giant
we're not
of
getting,
a step it is.
We're not going to get a dog.
No, no.
That's
okay, you ready? You ready for this? Laura, you ready for this?
A ver.
Okay. Pilates on a Wednesday, I love you on a Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
okay.
That,
oh,
yeah. No.
Is that,
whoa.
Is that how you did
that's
it? Is that what,
well, that's how it's going to go.
Well, so that's how saying, Rachel has you. Whoops, you know, I don't have
you
to
say, I'm going to say I love you tonight.
Or she may,
or
say,
she
it
may
to
say it to you.
Right.
No, zero chance.
See? No, there's a possibility.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You come, put it this way.
You're saying it's because of the Pilates.
You, right.
You
that
went
sounds
to Pilates,
absolutely ridiculous
I
to me.
Asked you, you did it, I love you.
No.
Right.
See?
She's like, and she's
you're
like,
taking it to a whole nother
she's
level.
She's like, you know what? Based on your form, I think I love you.
No, my form. You know? The form was awful. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah.
The instructor was sitting there like I was in a DMV going like, oh, so you move it to the left-hand side and put your right foot.
Here's what's
going to
happen.
She's adopting
right
a dog
in,
right
put
now.
Put your right foot out.
Is what?
She's adopting a dog for you right now.
No, I have a dog. I don't need
another
more
one.
Dogs.
See,
I have one dog. One dog only. One singular dog.
You guys are scaring Greg. Relax.
She's rescuing a dog.
Something
and the
that
dog's
scares
name
me.
Is Love.
Yeah.
Come here, Lovey.
No, I
come
got here, Lola, and Lola is the greatest right, dog in the history right. of dogs. I don't need another, and I'm not going to get another.
Yeah. No, you're not going to get one. It's going to be pushed on you.
Oh, yes.
No, no. After Lola, it's over.
No, you're not
going to
get
it.
You're going to have
no
it.
No more dogs.
Lola
no
and
more
Lovey.
Dogs.
It's true.
Oh my gosh.
That's the end.
I love it. Oh, my gosh.
The question is, though,
what
is it? How you see, if Bergman comes in like a week from now, and he's like, yeah, you know what? We actually broke up.
Yeah.
And you're like, really?
It's your fault.
What happened?
It's
you know
your
what happened?
Fault.
What?
She told him that she loves him, and Bergman freaked out.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know it's going to happen.
Right.
Come on.
Post-Pilates love.
He's never doing
Pilates
again.
I love
that
it'll be all over Pilates. And if it does happen that way, and it's in 1 week, and we have this conversation again, and we broke up, I'm blaming you.
Why?
And I'm blaming you.
Don't
Why?
Blame me.
What are you blaming me for?
Because you put it because you put it into the ether.
Yeah.
You made this all out into the all in the universe at that
Let
point.
Let me ask you a question. What did you do after the Pilates last night?
We went to dinner, and then we went to go play... like at a bar that had video games.
Oh, really?
How much of that was your idea?
I had a great date.
It was a whole thing, her idea.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's
great.
You guys drank it all last night?
Had a drink.
Well, you're going to walk in?
I drank a Hendrix martini.
And she?
Hendrix martini with a twist.
And her?
She had tequila and like a Paloma.
Okay.
You're going to walk into a candlelit dinner.
Oh yeah,
it's coming.
Why? Because
she's gonna say, "I love
tequila?
You."
Pilates, yeah, she
My
loves
girl.
Tequila. Yeah, because we want to do Pilates, be healthy, and play video games.
Oh yeah, all her stuff. You did
Sedano,
everything she
Sedano, are you hearing any of this? These nonsense from Cappy and from DeMarco.
Sure, DeMarco, you know.
Of course it is. I know.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you.
I did not hear anything. I heard you like something. Someone told you you love or they love you and you.
That's
rejected
right.
Coming today.
No, they did not. I went.
Exactly right.
I went to Pilates with a girl yesterday, and now they're saying.
Did you like Pilates?
Girl. Not a girl.
No, he hated it. He hated it.
A female that I'm dating. Yes. So I didn't mind.
Are you dating
it was
other
just,
females?
No. One.
Okay.
One
right.
Singular
so, right.
Female.
So your girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Fine. That's fine. I don't care. But no, they said that now I'm gonna get a I love you tomorrow because I went to Pilates yesterday
and had dinner and then played video games.
Everything that she wanted to do.
It was her date night.
You just became her dream guy.
You guys shower after the Pilates?
Of course.
There you go. See?
You
watch. I know the next question.
What?
Together?
Did you guys shower together?
That's for your imagination.
Was there a shower at the Pilates studio?
There was not.
You guys get down last night?
Do you want all the real answers?
Yeah, I do. Those.
Good for you, man.
Again,
hey.
Use your imagination.
Wow.
That's not an
that's
answer.
All that's the answer I'm giving you.
George, how did you know that was coming from Cap?
Because he knows Cap.
We know Cap, man. He's extra.
What are you doing? Yeah. You're in New York right now, right?
I am.
Now, how was ESPN New York treating you?
It's great. The city was great until it started pouring as I was walking over.
Oh,
here.
No.
And I waited like 35 minutes for a salad somewhere.
Oh, geez. So you're soaking wet and you had to wait for a salad.
Yeah,
what kind of salad?
Ridiculous. Just a chicken Caesar.
Okay, because nice. I wanted to know because you know sometimes chicken
what if it's
Caesar
a cob?
Versus a cob. A cob is a nice salad.
Yeah,
I like a cob.
A cob is a very
a
nice
cob.
Salad.
35 minutes for a salad.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was so upset.
Why?
There's no
because like it shouldn't take that long to put lettuce and chicken together.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, and also not in New York. You,
especially
like, you
a Caesar.
You should have gone all New York on him. George's like, oh, hey, like what the F is going on around here? It's a salad. Yeah. Come on. What are you growing the lettuce back there?
Yeah, serious. Well, it's funny. The guy next to me said that. He said they're growing the lettuce. It was pretty funny.
That's going to New York.
So at least he made a joke out of it. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not putting the dressing on it. So it really should not take anywhere
shouldn't
longer
take that
than
long for a salad.
Five
well, and
minutes?
I went to, I decided to go to a different restaurant because I wanted to try the salad at this place.
The chicken Caesar?
And, yeah, because this one has a bone-in chicken Caesar.
Oh,
nice.
That's
weird.
That's interesting.
I like that.
It's delicious, but.
Eating
not
right
35
now?
Minutes worth
sounds
of
sounds like it, right?
yeah. Let me ask you a quick question, because this happened to me the other day. I know we had this conversation, speaking of Caesar salads. I told you, George, the story. DeMarco, I don't know if I told you this, but Greg here, corporate Greg, loves this coffee shop across the
I
way in the JW
it.
Marriott.
Say nothing
Illy,
bad.
Okay?
Say nothing bad.
So I go walking in there one day, and there's this nice girl sitting behind the desk, and I say to her, I say, hey, can I get that Caesar salad right there? And it's already pre-made, and it's in this plastic container. She takes it out of the refrigerator. She hands it to me. She turns around the iPad for me to pay her, and then she gives me the option. The iPad gives me the option. 20, 22, or 25% tip.
Yeah.
Right? So I've got this tip guilt, and I've talked about this a lot on the air. Now, this past weekend, my daughter and I, we went to go visit this college that she's going to, Cal Poly SLO. And I don't know, man. Things are expensive up in the Central Coast of California.
Oh, yeah.
Gas
is
like $35 a gallon.
It's wine country.
Okay. So we went into a coffee shop. True story. Coffee shop. We both ordered coffees and whatever. They turned the iPad around. Tip, 10%, 25%. 30%.
For coffee?
For coffee. So it was like, you want to be cheap and give us 10%?
There should be like an option that you can do custom.
Oh, yeah. George. Oh, I customed, all right. I customed.
And how much?
I customed like $5. You know what I mean?
What does that come out to? Was it?
I don't know what the percentage was, but it was so offensive that your choice is either 10%, 22, or 25, or 30.
30%?
30%, dude, for coffee. Now, look, this girl, when she poured the coffee, she did that really cute thing on the top where she makes the little heart out of the milk.
Oh, she liked it, Cappy.
And she's, well.
Say I love you.
Exactly. Yeah. So close to saying I love you. You have no idea.
Did you say I love you?
I didn't say it, but I was thinking it. I mean, 30%? Come
that's
on.
That's too much.
Like, as an
come
option?
On.
Like, if I want to give 30%, that's my choice, but you're asking for that? I don't know. What do you
think
about
that? Do you tip everywhere you go?
I tip everywhere I go.
Everywhere you go for anything?
Everything.
Sometimes you got to shut it down. I mean, sometimes it's ridiculous.
The coffee shop that I go to all the time that's not here, it's where I live, no matter what, I always leave 20%.
Always. No matter what you're doing.
Every single time. I just get a mocha.
That's why you drive a Prius.
20%. I mean, but 20% is probably a dollar.
Yeah, it is probably just about $1, $1.50, but it has a button that says 20%. I hit that one.
Just out of love, not out of guilt.
No, because I worked in the industry for a long time. I was a waiter for a really long time. I'm going to always give money to them.
If you're a server, it's a different deal. Yes. But if you're just handing me, like, turn around and fill it up and hand it to me, I'm not going
to. Well, you have to make
give
the
you 30%. Yeah.
Over here at Illy, I tip every single time. I just get a black coffee.
Last night, I was sitting at the bar downstairs at Kraft.
Smoke and Fire.
Yeah. And I'm sitting down at the bar and by myself. And it was a little quiet. You know, everybody had already left because the Clippers were playing the Suns last night. So by the time I got there, you know, the dinner crowd and the pregame crowd, they'd already bailed. So I was in there. It was super quiet. And this waitress or server or whatever walks up to the bartender and she gives him $10, a $10 bill. And she goes, hey, sorry, it's a little light, but, you know, that's kind of the deal tonight. So in other words, you know, she's giving, she's sharing tips, right? And I felt so bad because, like, she felt bad that she was only giving him $10. And then he felt bad because he's like, there's nobody sitting at the bar right now because everybody already left. So I had to leave, like, an exceptionally large cash tip last night because of tip guilt.
Fell to you.
You should do it. You should just do it anyway. It's right. It's the right thing to do, Cap.
It is, huh?
Yeah. Mm. Always tip.
It was a delicious steak. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, big time. George, are you a tipper?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time, no matter what?
No matter what.
No matter what. Wow.
So, Sedano, how much are you going to get into this Shohei thing? Do you believe now that Shohei is innocent, or you still don't believe any of it?
We did the story yesterday. We'll do it again today.
Everything just came out.
It broke yesterday
when we were on the air.
That's right. You sent it to me. But they had a whole thing. You know that it's now, like, he made $142 million, and he lost $183 million?
There's more details. Listen. This has been an ongoing investigation forever because this started with Yasiel Puig, you know, a long time ago, right? Like, we found out about that. That's when this same sting was starting back in the day. And, yeah, like, do I believe the FBI is trying to cover up for Shohei Ohtani? No, I don't. There are plenty of people clearly who do, and I think you should all wear tinfoil hats.
Is there one in this room that has that tinfoil hat?
I don't know who's in the room.
Cappy, DeMarco. DeMarco, I don't think does.
No.
But Cappy, are you a tinfoil hat guy?
I mean, I was told yesterday I was a tinfoil hat guy, and I was like, well, that sounds kind of cool. Like, I've never worn a tinfoil hat, but wait a second. Hold on. What's going on right now. Lindsay Baseball
is bringing tinfoil in right now.
With a big old thing of industrial size tinfoil. And thank you, Yard House, because we didn't just get a couple of sheets. We got a full...
industrial size.
18 inch by 1,000 inch.
I've never seen foil
that big. 1,000 inch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, 1,000 inch right
so,
there.
So, Cappy, there's no way you can really truly believe, like Sedano was saying, that the DOJ, the FBI, the Homeland Security, it's the Japanese, you know, whatever's happening over there, and every CAA, all these different places are actually trying to cover it all up together.
I guess what I was saying yesterday is that the original story of Ohtani kind of helping his buddy out, that didn't seem unreasonable to me. And the story of this guy stealing money actually didn't seem unreasonable to me. But now, as the numbers come out, now I start to think to myself, okay, wait a second. You're the bookie. You're going to give an interpreter, like, millions and millions and, I mean, hundreds of millions at this point.
The text messages are all in that 37-page report.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a skeptical person by nature. I just can't help myself. What can I tell you?
The only thing that
it sounds unbelievable,
it
but I believe it though.
It does sound hard to believe. Yeah.
The only thing that's interesting to me, and Travis brought it up earlier with me and DeMarco, is that it was originally $4.5 million, and now there's $40 million that was between that 142 and 183, and they're saying the DOJ is saying, or the FBI is saying, that it's $16 million at least that was taken from Shohei Ohtani. Where did that other $24 million go?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have it.
Cayman
know,
Islands.
But it's so weird to me that, and listen, by the way, again, there are certain parts of it that are very believable. For example, could Ipe have convinced the non-Japanese speaking accounting people that Ohtani said, no, hands off this account. This is Ohtani's private account. He doesn't want you guys touching it. and Ipe actually had, you know, a way to get into it. Yeah, if he's a liar and he's in all kinds of trouble with gambling, yeah, you do desperate things. I can believe that. The numbers are so staggering, though, it's kind of hard to believe. And then there's that quote where...
Well, but here's the thing. The numbers are staggering at a totality.
Right.
But remember, he's winning and he's losing. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, like, as that is transpiring, those numbers are changing daily.
Because there's degenerate, you know, there's we're talking about millions.
So he's taking it, he's putting it back, right, he's taking
thousands
it, thousands
of bets being made. I mean, sick degenerate.
19,000.
How did this all come crashing down again? How did he get caught?
He got caught from...
Well, the sting has been... The feds have been after this sting for years.
So
literally, since the 2021.
You said Puig. They were following Puig?
Well, Puig was involved not in this particular thing. Like, Puig had his own involvement with this particular gambling ring.
There was another bookie, apparently. This is according to the reports. There was another bookie that was a former minor league baseball player, this guy. I don't know his name. And
he's bookmaker 2 or bookmaker 3.
Yeah, and he was making booking bets for Puig's name was involved. And then one of, what's LeBron's guy's name?
Maverick Carter.
So Maverick Carter, who's like LeBron's BFF, and I guess his George, what's his job technically? Is his manager?
No, he's not. He handles the entertainment business for LeBron.
So he's in business with LeBron, and I guess he's one of LeBron's childhood BFFs.
So taking bets for him.
And he's taking bets for him
and
as
Puig.
Well.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you have, you see,
from
problem,
Maverick Carter, to be clear.
Right. But the problem is when you have somebody like a Maverick Carter or an Ipe, okay, when you're that hands-on close to somebody who is such a monster sports superstar, and you know that there's this stigma around gambling and the athletes themselves. If you're Maverick Carter, bro, you should be smarter than that. If you're Ipe, you should have been smarter than that. And if you're Ohtani, very frankly, I gotta have nothing but love and respect for Ohtani, who doesn't look at his own bank accounts.
Because
just think about it. Like,
DeMarco's talked about it all the time. Like, athletes do not look at their bank account. How much do you look at your bank account?
Now,
or
a lot.
When you were playing?
Back then, never.
Exactly.
There were checks I didn't cash. I was thinking about one thing only.
So to say
how
he should be looking
out
at
Steve
it,
Young. Yeah,
or have it. People that are looking at it, the way that this is all playing out and everything seems to line up in this report, is that Ipe had basically full control over everything and took control over everything.
Right, and your question, Cappy, is, well, how is he getting this line? Because he's probably telling him, I got money. I got, because, you know, Shohei's covering this. Like, whatever. You know what
he's
saying?
Lying.
Like, right, of course. He's
By the way, it falls in line with everything else he's lied about, including employment in Major League Baseball and other places.
And going to school at UC Irvine or wherever.
Right,
he said
why would you lie? No, it wasn't Irvine.
Yeah,
it was
Riverside.
Riverside.
That's where he said?
Yeah.
Like,
that's,
why are you lying about Riverside. That? At least lie saying you went to Stanford or something. You know what I mean?
He's name dropped Riverside. Wow. Well,
no disrespect to the IE, but you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, if you're going to lie, lie about going to Stanford.
So, yeah, he's just lying about everything.
But I missed a lot of it this morning. What was Travis saying? Because, you know, look, I don't think there's a bigger Dodger fan here than Travis.
I'm right there.
Okay, but
I think he might be
on your
side.
Greg got offended. I feel like
I did a little bit. I host the Blue Review. Come on now.
That is true. You totally disrespected the host of the Blue Review.
Well, all right. What can I tell you? But listen, Travis, let me say it like this, is as big a Dodger fan as we have here.
Fair.
Okay? Travis doesn't seem to be buying this.
No, he is also a very skeptical human being and is looking for every single thing. I also think Travis has a little bit in his brain right now. He's been so far into this that he cannot go back on it. He can't say, I don't know. That's it. I'm okay with this, with the DOJ all these other agencies are telling me.
I'm not sure if he's going to Skip Bayless, but he definitely doesn't believe everything that's being reported.
No. Yeah. It doesn't make sense to him, and that's fair.
I'll just say this. If Ohtani were still playing for the Angels, everybody who's a Dodger fan who's saying, drop it, let's get on with baseball, everybody would be like, I'm kind of skeptical.
Yeah.
But because he plays for the Dodgers, it's like,
we also
like,
live in this world where everybody wants to believe some alternative universe as opposed to, like, again, like, why would Major League Baseball have some sort of influence over the FBI freaking eye?
Yeah. And the DOJ.
Wow.
Homeland Security.
Did you see Lindsay put on that tinfoil hat?
She doesn't.
Like
she doesn't
she's done it before, right? Yeah.
But so not when it comes to LeBron.
I didn't know that tinfoil hats meant that you're a conspiracy theorist, and I resent it because I'm not a conspiracy theorist. The only thing I'm skeptical. And then of course there was this one time where I was in that place in Italy in Pompeii where they were telling me about this volcano that dumped all over this town, and then thousands of years later they went in and they chipped away and they found all these dead people and these dead dogs. And the tour guide was telling me this, and he looks at me and he's like, What's with the face? And I go, what do you mean what's with the face? And he goes, you don't seem to believe this. And I go, I got some questions. And
all he's right, like,
do you believe anything you're saying right now?
No.
What are you
No. By the way, I just saw this tweet that's like gone super. I saw this tweet that's gone a little viral that makes actually a lot of sense. It says, there are real people out there that are saying the United States federal justice system is covering for a man who isn't even a U.S. citizen because he's the star of the third most popular sport in the country.
Wow. I mean, come on now.
Doesn't seem, that far-fetched.
I mean, Lindsay was invoking antitrust last night.
Oh, my God.
Antitrust.
Lindsay sent us this text last night about antitrust, and I just decided to just butt out. I was like, but what does that have to do with anything?
One has nothing to do with the other, literally.
I just decided to not even answer.
All right, well, we'll let you guys
go. Where
are
you guys going?
It's time for us to go. DeMarco has to record a speech.
Wait, isn't Christopher coming in today?
At some point later
he was around
today.
Here somewhere.
I'm going to get on the road before Greg does.
We'll let you get onto that. Thank you, Chris's Thanks a lot, DeMarco.
I mean, Greg, what are you talking about on the Blue Review?
I did not do the Blue Review
Hold
today.
On, Queen.
What?
Wait, you didn't do the Blue Review today
It all came out after the Blue Review, but I was doing some
Right, but there was a story yesterday you could have done, and then you could have updated the Blue Review.
I was in a meeting for the Mandy's, and I thought that was more important.
Was there somebody who filled in for you on the Blue Review?
Wait a second.
Marcus Grant and Parker Bell did a very, very good job.
Hold on a second.
All right, stop.
Oh, so there was a Blue Review, just was without you.
Just without me, yes.
You didn't make that clear.
Oh, okay. Well, but they talked about Ohtani, right?
Yes, they absolutely talked about Ohtani.
Oh, okay.
And we'll talk more about
it
tomorrow. Yeah.
All right, no, but I'm just saying, like, I thought, and by the way, I don't know if a Mandy's meeting for you is more important than the Blue Review, but okay.
No, it's an important meeting to be in.
Really?
Mandy's are very, very, very
important. I mean, you left Parker hanging. I'm sure Marcus did a great job.
Marcus is great. He does a really good job.
I've never met him. I'm sure he did a great job.
Marcus Grant, great guy. I'm sure you have met him or you will
meet him soon. I have not met Marcus Grant.
You will. Marcus Grant.
I would like to
just
meet
hang up the phone,
you
Greg.
Might have. He came to Islands.
I never met him.
Hang up
you guys
phone,
are just
Greg.
Keeping us here longer.
Hang
we're
going to
get out of here. We're going to get out of here. Thank you very much, DeMarco. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have fun, boys.